for our series Feels Why Our Emotions Matter, talk to today, we talk about fear. Tingnan mo ang katabi mo. Natakot ka ba sa kanya? We'll talk about, of course, fear. And more than anything, God, we will talk about how God wants us to deal with fear in Scripture. Guys, taas ang kamay kung natakot ka na. Alright. Alam mo, na-realize ko, nung mga bata ngayon, di ba, Blippi, Coco Melon. Ako nung bata ko, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Tales of the Crypt. Grabe naman yung mga palagpas na pinapanood ko. Parang napaka-scary. We've all been afraid. Alam niyo, nung bago kami kasal ni Vir, yung hiya ako sa kanya. Doon sa akin, bakit?
Bakit?
So, may pa ako mag-PlayStation noon. Tapos sabi ko, babe, huwag ka muna matulog. Ay, bakit? Nakatakot yung nilalaro ko eh. Samahan mo ko. We've all been afraid. Yes? So, our scripture is, we know how much God loves us. And we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect. We will not be afraid of the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus in here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. Can you hold the hand of a person beside you? And I want to preach this message to you. God's love is your safe place.
God's love is your safe place.
And I pray that you will
safe space,
and I pray,
safe
Jesus,
place.
That every person in this room
space
or online or receiving this next on the podcast, Lord, we pray that this person will receive your safe place and they will feel loved, they will feel safe and protected. This I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So I'll sing together.
Is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Tell the person beside you, tell that person, God is your safe place.
God is your safe place.
Please, your seats. Kakalituhan na tayo.
God is your safe space.
What are your greatest fears? Isipin nyo nga. I thought about this and I thought about protection. Parang ayaw mo nalang buksan kasi nasistress ka sa binili mo. Yung ganyan. Second thing I don't want to see, Meralco bill of the aircon. Yan. And last thing I'm afraid of recently or since forever a while is matapang ako, brothers and sisters, pero takot ako sa misis ko. Third thing, person I'm afraid of is Viv. Bakit? Kasi siya tama. Lagi. Tama. We're all afraid of something. I've seen people na ang macho-macho pag may ipis, wah! Gumaganyan. May ibang tao, takot sa heights. May kasama ko umakit sa building, naiihina siya. May isa kong kaibigan na alam mo yung ocean adventure sa Hong Kong, na di ba, transparent yun. Gusto niya nang tumalon, mamatay na lang daw siya kasi takot na siya. Some people are afraid of public speaking. So everyone has fears. Do you agree? Fear is a primal emotion. Every person has it and we don't like the feeling. Last week, what we opened our talk with was the statement. We said that there are no bad emotions, only bad ways of dealing with them. So okay lang magkaroon ng negative emotions. What is important is how we deal with the negative emotions. Difficult emotions such as fear, shame, anger, and sadness are important. And I'll discuss this with you. Each of these emotions have a gift. So fear has a gift in your life. Brothers and sisters, let me tell this to you. Fear is not a sin. Tell the person beside you, fear is not a sin. Fear is a signal. Fear is our body's signal that we might be in danger. Diba, when you're driving, pagka naglabas yung check engine, for, diba, ay, naku, kailangan ko pa tune up to, kailangan ko pa test. Or you're afraid, pag biglang umilaw na yung gas tank, hala, tas traffic, tas malayo pa, tas off aircon ka, natatakot kang maulan ng gasolina. But you need the fuel emergency indicator. Why? So that you will be safe. Am I making sense?
Friends, when we're afraid, we are sensing something wrong with our surroundings. Women, there are times that you feel afraid. Agree? Tapos sabihin ng asawa mo o ng lalaki, bito yan. Oh, di ba? Ang lalaki mahilig, hindi pansinin yung fear. But your fear is legit. And whenever we feel intense fear, we shift into three states. Fight, flight, or freeze. And these moments or modes or maneuvers are designed to protect us. What is the goal of fear? Ask me what? To keep you alive. Imagine mo na lang, naglalakad ka mamaya dyan sa Endomingo or sa Hemady. Imagine mo you're walking, sige, let's talk about Hemady. Naglalakad ka sa Hemady. Alam niyo Hemady, di ba? Yung street. Sabi naglalakad ka, may bigla ka nakitang leon. Pag nakita mo yung leon doon, hindi mo siya ipipet, di ba? Tatakbo ka. Bakit? Because fear tells you, pag may nakitang leon, kakainin ka niyan. Agree? Di ba, when you were a kid, pag hawakan mo na yung socket ng kuryente, sisigaw yung katsambahay, nanay mo, or whoever. Why? Because fear, their fear wants to keep you alive. Mas, alam mo, mas kabahan ka sa kamag-anak mo na hinahayaan ka lang hawakan yung saksakan. Yun ang mas walang pag-ibig sa'yo. So what is the point? Fear is good. But the thing is, you have to know that fear is a good thing. When we're afraid, our bodies go into some kind of animal override where we stop being rational thinkers. When we're afraid, our fear takes over our body to either fight, flight, or freeze. Fear can take over your body and that's part of life. Fear won't even bother telling your conscious brain what's going on. It will just take action to protect you. Na-feel mo na sometimes naglalakad ka sa Quiapo, na-feel mo ikakabahan ka, tapos bigla kang papasok sa mall or may gagawin kang iba. You trust that fear because the fear inside you is protecting you and trying to keep you alive. But here's the problem. Ask me what? Fear is fallible. What does it mean? Fear is not perfect. Fear is a sensory mechanism that sometimes when it gives instructions, it's not always right. It can be totally wrong. That's why people make mistakes when we trust fear all the time. How? Can you ask me how? Fear makes people run away from their responsibilities. Have you seen people like that? Fear makes people lash out at their loved ones. Fear makes people dive into addictions such as drugs, alcohol, overshopping, overeating, or doom scrolling on TikTok. Sabihin mo, one video lang, pagtingin mo, 3 hours ka na nagtitiktok. In ancient times, fear was simple. You were afraid. Ang fear mo dati, madali lang. Takot ka kung makakain ka, hindi ka makakain ng T-Rex. Diba? Ganun lang. Or, if yung hunter-gathering, ang fear mo is, may ma-hunt ka ba? Kakain ka ba o hindi kakain? Or, ma-harvest mo ba yung pinlant mo? Simple lang yung fear dati. But today's fears are more complicated in our modern era. Do you agree? Today, ano ba ang fear natin? We face scammers, swindlers, utang. Yung utang mo may utang. We face corrupt politicians, increasing inflation, potential wars, midlife crisis, quarter-life crisis, half-quarter crisis, quarter-quarter life crisis. So may 25-year-old crisis, may 31-year-old crisis. Lahat na lang ng every year may crisis ang tao. May identity crisis. Today, kids below 10 are anxious. Everywhere in this world, there is fear. Dangers are more complex today. Do you agree with me? And that's why we get confused with the idea of fear. Let me explain. The Bible story last week was about Adam and Eve. So that scene when God was searching for Adam and Eve after the fall, that was actually the first time fear was mentioned in the Bible. Meaning, dito na introduce yung idea of fear in Scripture. Let's read Genesis 3. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord among the trees. Then the Lord God called the man, "Where are you? I heard you were walking in the garden, so I hid," sabi ni Adam. "I was afraid because I was naked." So when sin entered the world, humans became afraid of something that wasn't dangerous. Because of sin, you become afraid of what is necessarily good. Fear ruled over them. When sin entered the world, humans became afraid of something that wasn't dangerous, which is God. When you allow fear to rule over your life, you're telling yourself to hide from the safety of God. When we allow fear to control our lives, we will tell God, "Lord, mamaya ka na. Mas safe yung career ko eh. Mas safe tong perang to. Mas safe tong abusive boyfriend ko, yung abusive husband ko." When we allow fear to rule our lives, we forget the truth that God is teaching us and take control of our lives. A few things that I can share with you. Handa na ba kayo? Pakisabi nga sa katabi mo, hindi kita ina-attack, ha? I'm just preaching the truth. Bakit? Kasi ako nung nag-prepare sa talk, parang na-attack ako sarili ko. Lord naman, na-attack mo ako eh, ganyan. For example, we fear being vulnerable. That's why some people, you have shallow relationships. Hanggang high five, up here, hanggang marites. Doon na lang. But we're afraid to be vulnerable. Some people have a lot of shallow friendships, but a few good relationships. We fear being rejected, and that's why some people never commit. Uy. Sometimes, some spouses today don't talk. Ask me why. Because they're afraid to be vulnerable with each other. Mag-uusap na lang pag gusto na magpatayan. Do you agree? Couples, huwag na kayo, tignan nyo na lang sa mata. Baka dito pa kayo mag-away. Second is we fear uncertainty. Some people remain stuck in their life. They settle for abusive relationships, horrible jobs, financial poverty, because at least even if they're miserable, it's certain. It's predictable and they avoid not anything new. May kilala ako, ayaw siya i-promote. Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Kasi hindi siya kasi naasahan siya. Pag na-promote siya sa trabaho niya, wala na ibang gagawa. So doon na lang siya, kahit hirap na hirap siya, yung sweldo niya hindi umaakyat, yung ganun. We fear uncertainty. Second is, we fear losing our loved ones. And that's why some people over-control, over-parent, or become over-dependent, which destroys our relationships. My dear friends, fear can keep us away from danger, or it can keep us away from our destiny. Hanapin mo ano yung fear mo. So, can we break it down some more? Okay lang ba? Feeling fear is okay, but being dominated by fear is not okay. So, ask yourself, is fear stopping me from following God? So, there are three signs on how to know this. Are you ready? Sign number one, you protect yourself by hurting others. Ooh. To protect themselves, Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. But in doing so, they missed the opportunity to repent and experience the mercy of God. Friends, nagkamali si Adam and Eve, and God, as divine mercy, God wanted to forgive, pero ito yung mali. Instead of mag-sorry at aminin yung pagkakamali ni Adam and Eve, what did they do? They blamed each other. Have you noticed pag may problema, may kilala ka? Ay, kasalanan po nito kasi ito yung binigay sa akin, ito yung pinagawa sa akin. Narinig niyo na yon? Alam mo, pag hindi mo pa narinig yon, baka ikaw yun. When was the last time that you lost your cool? When was the last time you got angry? When was the last time that you were doing this or that was not good? You don't have an anger problem. You don't have a greed problem. You don't have this control problem. You know what your problem is? Ask me what? You have a fear problem. If Adam and Eve embraced their fear and addressed it with God's love, di wala sana tayong problema ngayon. Naayos sana yung problema. They will be fixed. Friends, masakit aminin na may mali kang nagawa or may maling nangyayari sa buhay natin. Do you agree with me? But opening your heart of what you're afraid of is where God speaks to your life. Amen? Please tell the person beside you, hawakan mo yung kamay niya katabi mo, sabihin mo, offer your fears to God. Sign number two, if you protect yourself from the good. Friends, fear is a signal that you might be in danger. But as mentioned, it can be mistaken. Repeat what I said earlier. Sometimes we fear things that is ultimately good for us. Like being vulnerable with safe friends, entering a committed relationship. Ehem, takot umibig. Alam mo yung mga lalaki ngayon, mga bros, I can say this because I'm married, ang sabihin ng mga lalaki ngayon, ng single men, ayoko pa magka-girlfriend, I'm fixing myself. I'm working on my career. Di lang pwede magmura sa feast eh. Pero, totoo lang, takot tayo mag-commit. Takot tayo sa responsibility. I won't tell you this, and all the husbands will tell you this, my single brothers. When you're married, you're afraid every day if there's gonna be food on the table, if your children will live, if it's gonna be okay. But what makes your life okay, men? Ask me what? Your wife. The mother of your children. Kaya men, sino gusto mong mga lalaki? Hindi, single men. Baka pati may asawa, magtaas ng kamay. Kinabahan ako eh. Single men, do you want to have a great life? The answer is choose the right woman. That's it. The two most important decisions men need to make, choosing God for salvation and choosing your spouse. Okay na. Do I hear an amen, my dear ladies? Friends, I need to talk to you. Fear is like physical pain. Pain tells us something is wrong with our body and sometimes it's correct. Perhaps a fractured bone or a torn ligament. So for example, last year, I injured myself. So when I was started to, di ko ang sakit ng tuhod ko. Kahit naglalakad, ang sakit talaga niya. And then, nung gumagaling na ako, I was afraid to move again. Ask me why. I was afraid to re-injure myself. Gets ba? So, when I started running ulit, ganyan lang ako mag-run. Kasi takot na takot ako. Sabi ko, pagka may onting overstride ka, magka-stress fracture, magka-stress siya. Tapos, the problem is, akit siya hanggang hips, hanggang shoulder, ganyan-ganyan. But the So, what I did was, okay, 1 minute muna ganyan. Pa-cute lang na jogging. Mas importante forma. So, next is, I started running a little bit faster. No, okay. Tapos the next month, I started running faster. And then I increased my distance, 5K, 10K, etc., etc. You see, my fear with the pain that was causing me fear was good. Why? Because the pain told me that I wasn't fully okay yet. Fear is good, especially when it's still painful because it's reminding you, you are not yet fully healed. So kung natitrigger ka sa movie, natitrigger ka sa kwentuhan, natitrigger sa ganito, okay yun, ask me why. it is a sign that you still need healing. How do I know? Because for more than 15 years of my life, every time I think about the person who abused me, I would be so angry. And then there came a point that I started praying for the person who assaulted me. Wala na yung pain. Healed na ako. So if there is still kirot in your heart, in your body, that is okay. Because facing your pain will give you your purpose. My friends, I have a question. Ask me what? Is there any pain that you need to go through? Because it's essential. Do you want to start a business? You have to endure the pain of rejection. Do you want to be an athlete? You have to endure the pain of training. Do you want to be healthy? You have to endure of eating less crispy pata. Mother's Day pa naman, pwedeng-pwede, no? A few weeks ago, sabi ni Viv, na tayo mag-crispy pata. Kasi da-diet na tayo, ayaw tayo ng fried. Alam mo, in order namin, Hongma. Kung ganun ninyo niyo, kung ganun. Prito lang yung isa, hindi. Gutom na ako. Mimisa pa tayo. Sign number 3. You protect yourself by finding security apart from God. Adam and Eve sought their safety in sowing leaves and covering themselves, not in the safety God's love for them. And we do this all the time. Alam niyo, a few years ago, I made bad decisions in the business. We got into business debt, etc., etc. Malaking utang sa negosyo. I could have said na hindi ko naman kasalanan to, hindi naman nakapangalan sa akin. But the thing is this, ako yung nag-shake ng hands ng tao. It was my integrity that was at stake. Even if it was the company yung nakaharap, pero I had to be a real man and to face whatever it is na kailangan harapin. And as I realized, I've experienced in business failures, business blessings, business success, I realized that money is not evil, but money is not also good. What money does is it makes your life comfortable. If you have money, you have money for aircon. If you have money, kaya mo mag 3 horsepower, 2 horsepower na aircon. If you have money, you have car to go to the feast. If you have money, you can do this and that. So money, at the end of it, is a tool for generosity for the feast. It's a tool for comfort. It's a tool for luxuries, for efficiency. But in reality, money will not make you happy. More money will not make you sleep better. Do you agree with me? Pag alam ng tao marami kang pera, dumadami rin ang friends mo. Di ba? Dami tumatawag sa'yo, Mars. Pautang. Sometimes, alam mo, we were talking about this in our light group. The question is this that we ask to our LG. Gusto yung malaman? Why will God trust you with more money? Will you be generous with that money? O isaswapang mo? True? So maybe, the reason why there's not financial blessings yet, baka hindi ka mapagkatiwalaan pa ni Lord sa pera. But sometimes, we make money our security blanket. And that's me. Si Viv, alam niya, pag kaming dalawa ni Viv, pag bumababa yung bank account namin sa ganitong amount, para kaming sa short circuit. We realize it's our security blanket. Or maybe, money is not your security blanket. Maybe a person is your security blanket. Eh, paano pag iniwan ka niya? Paano pag namatay siya? Or maybe your job security is your security blanket? Or your work? Whatever it is, whatever security blanket, anything apart from God is not right. Fear makes us vulnerable to idols. In Exodus, when the Israelites became desperate, they had a golden calf and they started worshiping it. Friends, Your core security is your little God. It may be sometimes na-realize, usap kami ni Viv, baka mamaya kasi I feel safe when I'm working out. Pag pinapawisan ako, nahihirapan ako, nasasaktan ako sa sarili ko, I feel safe and happy. You know, honestly, it can be my idol. Here's a lesson. An idol is anything we put our ultimate trust that is not God. Anyone or anything that is beyond God that you put your full trust in is your idol. And how do we worship, how do we go against combating idols? The Bible says, do not fear. And the Bible says, fear the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 34, fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing. If you fear God, you have security. He is your safe place. Guys, can you listen to me? I need to clarify this. Kailangan ng maayos na DTR, define the relationship. Kailangan ng clarity. Sa lahat ng bagay, di ba? Fearing God does not mean you're scared of Him. Okay? Okay ba? Okay. Fearing God means submitting to His definition of good and bad. For me, for example, if I don't fear the Lord, I will not be responsible for my family. But because I love God more than I love my wife, then every time I pursue the cross, as I walk towards Jesus, then I work. Then I hug my children. Then I love my family. It is because of the fear of the Lord is what keeps me truly alive. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My dear friends, can I be honest with you? As a man, mas madaling tumambay. Gusto kong tumambay. Kung ako lang masusunod, tatambay na lang ako. Makikipagtsikahan, makikipagkwentuhan, at mag-PlayStation. Totoo yan. Alam ni Vivian. At siguro luluto ang omelette. Yan. Simple lang, ano. Sige, pati na steak. Yan. Sina, yun ang simple kong buhay. But I don't get to do that as much as I want to because I love the Lord more. And in choosing the Lord, God gives you the grace to do what it seems hard. For women, work is, wala, work lang yan. But for men, would you agree with me? Men is part of your identity. Tama ba? Kaya pag ang lalaki nahirapan sa trabaho, basag yung buong pagkalalaki at pagkatao namin eh. Because work defines us. So, honestly, totoo lang, every day I'm scared. I have 2 children, had 2 miscarriages. I'm fearful that, Lord, how will I feed these children? How will I educate them? Paano sila may okay? But more than the fear, I fear the Lord. That si Lord ang Diyos ko. And my God will never be outgiven, outdone, and God will always be generous. And my Heavenly Father loves my family more than I love them. And with that idea, then I wake up every morning, work 7 days a week. So 6 steps to label and lead your fear. We're about to finish. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Taas ang kamay if sometimes you feel fear ruling your life. Grabe, courage. Okay, alak ako lang. Listen, I don't want you to miss out on God's love. Okay ba? So how do you do this? We have to grow in discernment, awareness, self-awareness, and godly wisdom. Step 1, observe your fear. Acknowledge your fear. Huwag mo sabihin, hindi ako takot, pero nanginginig ka talagang ganyan. Lord, I'm afraid. You know, walang problema if aminin mong takot ka. Eh, takot ka eh. Totoo lang, takot ako sa... Alam mo yung ginanood ng horror film sa bahay? Kasi ako unang takot. Si Viv, walang problema dyan. Alam mo, pampatulog niyan, dammer. Serial killer. Babe, tuigil mo na, nag-nightmare ako. Pay attention to your instinct. What makes you afraid? And when you're afraid of your fear, you can go to safety. Step 2, go to safety. We all have a particular person or place that keeps us safe. In fact, the most basic person of safety is God. So pray. But other physical things that will keep you safe, find people that you can trust. Your mom. Moms, can their children trust you? Yes. Your husband should trust you. Your spouse, a friend, a counselor, a therapist. Other things you can do. Swim, bike, run, Pilates, lift weights, coffee, walk outdoors. For me, go to an adoration chapel, stay before the Blessed Sacrament. So these are things that safe places or safe areas that can keep you safe. Step three, explore your fear. Once you're calm, ask yourself, why did my body think I might be in danger? Discern the danger and why were you protecting yourself from that? Ask God to help you define why you're feeling that way. Maybe, kaya ka takot because it is leading to a trauma when you were a child. Yes? Yes. Nawala. Yeah. Okay. Maybe, ayaw mo napapahiya. Ayaw mo nasira yung reputation mo. Bakit? Diba? Surrender mo kay Lord. Step four, seek for wisdom. After observing and exploring, seek insight. Let God speak to you. Let mentors speak to you. Ask this discerning question to God, wise friends and yourself. Is this fear protecting me from something bad or keeping me away from something good? Step five, create a strategy. Whether you choose to follow your fear and keep your distance and or face your fear, ask yourself what you need to do to make this happen. You can ask yourself, who do I need to do? Who do I need to talk to? Who can help you do this? What interventions can I do? Do I need to change my environment? Do I need to resign from work? Do I need to change my friends? Guys, kung kunyari, sabi sa'yo, nag-usap kayo, kailangan mo na tumigil maging lasinggero. And the strategy to get out from being an alcoholic is to stay away from your alcoholic friends. Not to unfriend them, but maybe hindi kayo tumatambay. If yung barkada mo, five silang lasinggero, for sure, you'll be the sixth lasinggero. Do you agree with me? Yes. Step six, form lifelong habits. Guys, a spiritual life is a disciplined life. Create habits that will lead you to God. The only antidote, my dear friends, to fear is what? Ask me. Perfect love. The only antidote to fear is perfect love. And that's why God's love is your safe place. He is your ultimate security. Can I ask you to stand up? We finish today's talk by declaring again into our lives our key passage. Can we read it slowly? Namnamin nyo? We'll wait for the worship team to come in and then we put ourselves in the presence of the Lord. 1 John says, we know how much God loves us. We have put our trust in His love. God is love and all who live in love, live in God. And God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid of the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. On the cross, Jesus defeated death. Anything that threatens our safety, He overcame. Jesus overcame our fears, past, present, and future. So whenever you're afraid, look to the cross. Look to Jesus. Look at how much He loves you. If you trust that you're totally loved by God, by the God of the universe, nothing on earth can really threaten you. God's love is your safety. As we worship, taas ang kamay. Sino ito may problema sa finances before? Sa nabayaran naman. Sino nagkaroon ng family problems maybe 10 years, 20 years ago, it's naayos. Sino nagkasakit, tas nag-heal before? Isn't that a testimony already? That if God loved you before and God overcame your problems before, He will do it again. He will do it again. And what do we need to do? Ask me what? Remember. You say the word remember.
Remember.
That God is your safe place. Not your job, not your company, not your finances, not your ex, not your social media following, not your reputation. God is your safe place. Amen. So say this with me. God is my safe place. Let's worship the Lord.